Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. They specialize in brakes, tires, transmissions, tune-ups, alternators, and more. You can get a full synthetic oil change for $49.99 and a free 40-point inspection. Visit them online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Give them a call at 727-375-3499 or visit the shop at 12651 62nd Street in Largo. Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. So we have a wonderful show today.
We sure do.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Hello, Angel. Long time no see.
I know.
Yes, so glad to have you here today.
I'm glad
we have
to be
Angel
here
as well. So, what do we have going on at Red Rooster Antiques?
Well, at Red Rooster Antiques, unfortunately, we're closing. We've been here in the same location almost 3 years, but we've decided to move up north, and it's time. And we bought a property up in Pennsylvania, so we're moving up there. And we're having great sales at the shop. We're having 20, 30, some 50% off sales.
Oh, my gosh.
So really great savings to be had.
Yes.
And we're going to be there until, I think, just before Christmas Eve. So I think, like, December the 23rd, we'll be there, and then we're going to be out of there. But, you know, we'd love to see all the people that have patronized us and people that haven't been.
Yes.
Because this is the time to come, because we're really having great sales.
Yes, guys. If you've been in or you have set your eye on something, this is the time to come
this
in.
This is the time to come.
Deal.
Yes, it is. And we're located at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. We're right across the street from Home Depot, and we're in the same plaza as Dan's Fans. So if you're heading north on Curlew and you've hit Curlew, you've gone too far if you're going north. But wonderful, wonderful deals to be had, and we still have a lot of stuff, because when things sell, we're pulling things out that have been hidden for 2 and 3 years, and some of the things I'm amazed at, I'm like, where did that come from?
Right?
Yeah. So CJ is there right now. Actually, they just closed. They just closed at 5:00.
Awesome.
And we're open 7 days a week.
Yes. So, guys, come out and check out Red Rooster Antiques right on US 19. It is right across from Home Depot, mm-hmm. and right before you get to Curlew, or vice versa, after Curlew.
If you're heading south, it would be after Curlew.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Right next to Dan's Fans. And seriously, they have one door that you walk into, and it is huge, several rooms in a row that they're just lots of things, but also they have an annex that is next to
And that's going to be, we're going to try and get that open as well.
Right.
But we've been pulling out a lot of stuff from the annex, mm-hmm. and it's just amazing the amount of stuff we have, because, of course, we cleaned out a lot of houses, and that's how we used to buy.
Right.
So there were a lot of, there were boxes that we hadn't even gone through.
Awesome. So, what I've seen when I've been there, you have lots of pictures, jewelry,
artwork,
glass,
china,
furniture.
A lot of nice furniture left. We have a lot of art glass. We have a lot of Fenton. That's one of the biggest sellers we have now is Fenton art glass. Everyone loves it.
Really?
Or the uranium glass.
Hmm.
And they'll come in and they have a little kind of like a glow stick that they check. It looks like a flashlight, and they want to see if it glows or not in the dark.
Oh, cool.
And that's how they do it. So a lot of that's going. So if you do like that type of thing, come in. And just amazing stuff.
You really do. I was actually by last week, and there was a girl there, and she was looking around. And what was that glass? It was red. That there was three pieces.
Okay.
And she purchased it with a couple other things while I was there. But it was a three-piece red glass set. It was just so cute.
Oh, it was Venetian glass from the 1930s. It was all hand-painted.
Oh, okay.
Now, I've had that. Oh, God, I think I've had that for 15, 20 years, and it went.
Mm-hmm.
And this sale is a legitimate sale. It's not like we went around putting all the prices up and then, a lot of people do that.
No.
This is a real sale.
Yes, because I was there when she actually made you a deal, and
yes.
you gave it to her for probably about a third of what it's worth.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Maybe less.
We try to stay at 50%, but that's still a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And some things are 20 to 30%. And also, Austin's things, he has a lot of the old-time radios, the Victrolas, he has clocks, he has so many wonderful things.
Yes, yes.
So how have you folks been doing?
Oh, we've been missing you, but we've been doing very well. How are you doing today, Angel?
I'm doing just fine. It's nice to see Adam. I know we were talking about him the last few shows we've been talking about.
Yes.
Him.
Yeah.
So it's glad to see that you're doing fine and making that big move. And
well, we'll see what happens after they move all our furniture.
Yes,
because it's awfully hilly in Pennsylvania at this time, and with the snow coming.
Well, yes, what a time to move! Actually, I never had to move. I don't think in the winter time, but I don't. No, that would be a pain.
Coming from Florida to winter.
Yes.
That's going to be a big change for you.
Yeah. It's the ice. That's the main problem. Mm-hmm. Not snow so much.
Well, I actually lived in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania for mm-hmm. a long time. Mm-hmm. We never, I really don't remember a lot of ice. A lot of places, they get the black ice under the snow.
Yeah, that's right.
In the area that I was from, we never really experienced a lot of that, actually, but it was just snow.
Well, you'll never experience it here.
That's for sure. Oh, my gosh. Well, I was reading this article, and everybody was like, oh, my gosh, it's snowing in Hawaii. But, it actually snows in that part of Hawaii a lot because it's mountainous.
Is this something like the mountainous?
Yes. It's not unusual. Everybody was, the news article was trying to be like, oh, what an unusual thing. No.
It has snowed in Florida. Though certain parts of Florida, I think
by Tallahassee,
yes,
in that area because it's closer to Georgia.
Well, mm-hmm. Austin told me that it did snow here once in this area.
Someone was telling me about that. I was actually
like in 72 or
maybe,
73.
Yeah,
or something
it's been
like
some
that.
Years.
It's been a long time,
but. I believe it was a guest we had on the air one day. He was talking about it was many years ago, but he's lived here for a very long time.
That must be so strange.
Yes. Well, think about it. This whole place would shut down because, no way could anyone deal with snow, Mm-hmm. And then I would think that the ice would probably be worse here because the snow would melt, and then if it was cold enough, it would just turn to ice.
Well, I lived in Portland, Oregon, and it's pretty mild there. People think it rains all the time, but it doesn't. Seattle's 3 hours north and it rains. But anyway, it was in the wintertime and they always kept going on about black ice. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I've been, had ice like that. But they really have a big problem out there. It's something to do with the climate there. And I was working and I was supposed to get off about 5 o'clock. And they said, you can't leave. There was black ice. And everyone in the downtown area, they just got out of their cars and left them where they were. And just went into restaurants because nobody wanted to drive because it was that nervous. So there was like two or three people in the dining room. Right. All of a sudden, there's 100 people in the dining room. I'm like, oh my gosh! And I was the only waiter on, and we did all right. But
oh my gosh,
it was just like that. It was like people just knew you just do not drive with black right. ice, and they just stopped their
oh,
cars.
Oh yeah, well, there's no defense against black ice. No, I there mean, isn't. So
and sometimes it's even worse when there is no snow and it starts raining.
That's when the, it. When
so
it
when the
over.
Temperature drops below 30, that's when there it's just that's when you get the black ice effect.
Yes.
Right?
So aren't you all lucky in the listening people listening in and think, gosh, I don't have to go through that again.
Well, you know what though, you are moving at the most beautiful time of the year,
it
Christmas, to see snow. That's every December, I really do miss it. Because
I miss the change of season, but what I miss most about being up there with all the fir trees and the snow on, I really do miss that.
It is beautiful.
But when you know, get people that, travel. A lot of people are snowbirds, back and forth.
Sure.
So you're the opposite now.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're going to be a snowbird now, too.
Yeah, you're coming back.
Can you imagine, I mean, there's this little town, there's like 2,500 people. So there's like one supermarket, there's like two gas stations, it's you know,
it's small.
You just, I guess you're going to get used to it. Because that's the one thing that's nice about this area, that everything is so convenient. And if you want anything, it's here.
Tammy, nice. I got $50 to be back here another less than a year.
Yes.
You'll see me walking up and down on 19 with a knapsack on my back.
Oh, you better call me.
Panhandling. No, I don't think that's going to happen. But we'll always come back because CJ's mom and dad live down here, and Austin's mom and dad live down here. So we'll be back.
See, nice. That's when I get my $50.
Yes.
Yeah. No. So, you know, the last time it snowed here was actually in January of 2022.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
It was snowflakes, yeah. It was actually, it was light snow reported during that time, early in the morning. And they had flurries and snow, yep.
It didn't last too long, though, because I don't remember
I missed
it. It was 6 in the morning.
Okay.
It was 6 in the morning. Slight flurries was reported, and then it was more or less like towards like, you know, like Rose County, you know, like closer to, again. But I remember one time, you know, because I do a lot of planting and stuff, and I saw my fountain froze.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It got below, like, close to the 30s, right? Mm-hmm. And that's all my plants got all burnt up and turned black because of the
cold.
Well,
the orange industry, right? You know,
yes.
When they have these freezes, they used to have those smudge parts. I don't think they even do that anymore. I don't know if they do that or not.
I really don't understand how this works, really, but I used to go visit my ex-mother-in-law, yeah. I should say. But anyway, she lives like near Orlando.
Okay.
And right all around her house are orange groves, where they grow the Florida oranges. Mm-hmm. So it was super cold this one winter when we were up there, because we would stay for like a week or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we were driving, and I kept seeing the people out there, and they were putting the sprinklers on. And I kept thinking, how stupid is that? Why are they doing that? But that is actually how they keep the plants from freezing is by putting the water just continuously on them, and it doesn't freeze. Yes, is it wow? Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably the same thing about keeping, you know, up north. If it gets really cold, a lot of times people just turn on their water just a drip.
Yeah, oh yeah. So your pipes don't freeze.
Pipes don't freeze
and burst. Yes.
That's another reason we want to get up there before, you know.
Oh yeah, you know, you really do have to do that, because my aunt, I remember she was. Well, she was snowed in at our house, and to see where I mean, we lived in between two mountains, and this was when I was actually in Ohio, but Pennsylvania was right here, West Virginia was right here. And what happened is they had a huge, like, snow, and I think we got 18 inches.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then the temperature dropped. So when that happens, what happens is when the temperature drops below a certain temperature, it won't snow anymore because it's too cold.
Well, that's right.
But the snow will not go anywhere. So we got those 18 inches and then snowed in. So then the 2 days later it warmed up and then it snowed again, another 2 feet of snow.
Wow.
And then the temperature dropped again. I mean, it really is true. Where I lived at, like, people couldn't go outside, like, especially seniors or children and things like that, because with the wind chill factor, it would be like 80 below. Like, your lungs can freeze, like, immediately. But like animals, things like that could absolutely not be outside. But yeah, so we had like 3.5 feet of snow.
So and what happened to her property?
Her pipes all burst. Ugh. Because she was actually at our house and she couldn't, we couldn't go anywhere, and we were snowed in for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Three weeks.
I'm beginning to love Florida even more and more. When
you really have to have food stuff. That's another thing that I'm going to get used to.
Well, we were super blessed, I'll tell you. My ex-husband, he was a volunteer fireman at the time. Uh-huh. And the one of the firemen, he had this humongous monster truck. I mean, it had, like, that you could stand in the tires.
Oh, wow.
But thank goodness, because there was one store that was even on our hilltop. That was it. McConnell's farm owned the store. So he went out, picked up Mr. McConnell, brought him all the way to the store, and he would fill orders for people and bring them to their house.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. What a nice guy.
And this is before COVID or anything where people were doing these,
so
delivering.
So I was like, thank goodness that we knew him. But yeah, because we were out of everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, so what's been going on with you?
Oh, well, we actually had our turkey drive.
Oh,
which,
how did that go?
It was actually amazing. It was really good.
Tell me about it. So
we ended up having like 321 turkeys. So it turned out really, really good. But we had a lot of volunteers that came out that day. So let's see. Diana, my proofreader, mm-hmm. she was out there.
Okay, yeah.
And then Jill, and she has a business called Jill's Total Tapes, where she transfers things from VHS, whatever, to something new. Mm-hmm. But anyways, she came out, and then we had a lot. Are You Ready came out with like two or three guys. So anyways, all of them, without anyone asking any of them, they got, because we had a bunch of signs. So they took some of the signs, and because we were in a parking lot by the American Legion. And if you were to see it, it's just off the street, but off the street enough to where you can't really see where we were.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, we had signage and stuff up. But what they did was they went down on alternate 19. And they just started waving the signs around, and so people would see them. And we got a lot of people. So what comes to mind in particular was there was these two trucks of guys. They I don't know if they did tree work or what, but they were two trucks full of guys. And they were from, they were all Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
And so at first they like didn't understand really what we were saying, I don't think, because they're looking at us like we're kind of crazy, like, what, you want us to pull over?
Yeah.
And so Maria from Papizzas, which is another one of our clients up in Palm Harbor, she's bilingual. So she went out and she's telling them, no, come over here. So all of the guys, just between those two cars, there was like, I think there was about 16 or 17 guys.
All working guys.
Yes, all working hard, you know. And
so they all got turkeys
That's and they were so happy. And then several other cars, they were like, oh my gosh, this is such a blessing, you know.
And, it is a blessing because I've been in that situation when I was younger. And it is a real, really a big help. And I don't think I ever got any help at that time, but I know what that would have done.
Right.
At the time, you know.
Well, especially.
And I mean, you can eat off that for a week.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
I mean,
and especially with the prices that we're all facing at this time.
Unbelievable.
I just went to the grocery store the other day. I really can't. When is this going to stop? Honestly.
I don't know.
Like, this inflation is ridiculous.
Well, I noticed when I was in Pennsylvania, I would say that, like, if you go out to eat here, three people, it's about $65,
yep.
About that. There, it was about $48. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
The one thing about up that way, which I do miss the food, because everybody makes really good food up north. Like, it really is hard to find certain things down here. But
I've noticed even the supermarkets, it was a bit cheaper.
Yeah.
It was. I think Florida's really high.
Well, I don't know. I just went to the grocery store, like I said, a few days ago, and I can't believe how some, I mean, literally doubled. Like, that's not an exaggeration.
No, it's not.
But compared to a little over 1 year ago, like, certain, like, okay, I mean, and I don't drink a lot of soda, but $7 for a 12-pack.
I know, it's crazy.
Just a few months ago, it feels like it wasn't that price.
Well,
but
like, you know, I went to Aldi's sometimes. I usually go to, what's the other one down here? But the major one, the big one.
Winn-Dixie, Walmart,
the other one, Publix.
Target? Publix. Yeah.
So, you know, and I go there because I like some of their stuff. But I go to, you know, I usually went to Aldi's for the main. Mm-hmm. And I was in there and it was, I was like, am I in Publix? And, you know, it was right up to
it
there.
It feels like it, right?
Yeah, that it had risen that high. And I noticed another thing that's been happening lately is that whatever you're buying, the packaging is getting smaller.
Yes. I was just reading an article
even
about that.
Even if they don't change the price that much, they reduce the amount they give you. So, like, so you're only getting 2/3 of what you got before.
Right.
Even with potatoes.
Well,
you can see the big bags of potatoes.
I was totally just reading
anymore.
An article about that where they've raised the price plus made the items smaller, less ounces.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. But that is one reason why I think we really, 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 as much as possible, need to spend our money with small businesses.
I think so, too.
Because we are struggling.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, everybody is struggling.
Yeah, and I see it with people, customers coming in. I mean, they're getting a really, really great deal, but they have to think about it.
Yeah.
Whereas 3 years ago, they didn't think about it. If they wanted something, they got it. But they're still buying, but not as much as they were.
Right.
So
I mean, I'm thankful that we do have a lot of snowbirds down right now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome, snowbirds.
Welcome, snowbirds.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
Most of the snowbirds are from our neck of the woods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
East Coast is like Pennsylvania and New Yorkers. We're going to overrun the place.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all part of our evil plan all along.
Right. But really, them coming here, it really does boost our economy.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have a lot of clients who just really thrive during our snowbird season, and then they don't do as good in the summertime.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But by what they've done during snowbird season, it's carried them over.
That's right. So tell us what you're doing, Angel.
Well, I just came from a closing. This is Katrina.
Okay, tell us about it.
This is Katrina.
Aww.
And talking about saving money, you know, this is a wonderful program people don't know about. You know, during the day, I work for Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services. It's a not-for-profit organization. And they help people to get their mortgage, become mortgage ready.
Yeah,
but they also build brand new houses, constructed homes. Now, you and I know the price of houses being ridiculously high, right?
So high.
So the average sales for houses is like either $400,000, $350,000, and it's unattainable. People cannot afford it. But with this particular program, she got $75,000 for her first home.
Really?
Because she got $75,000. So the city of Clearwater has this program called Down Payment Assistance, and they provide up to $45,000 for your first home. And what's great is, if you had a house today and you sell it tomorrow, you're still considered a first-time home buyer.
Yeah, see, that would
so
have been
take,
like
you
I
could
was,
take advantage
yeah.
of 40. I mean, to make $45,000, you take a one-day class, is like a no-brainer, right?
Right.
In addition to that, banks are providing up to $10,000 to $13,000 in addition to that. On top
of
that.
Are these loans, then? Is this
yes. A, well, the $45,000, here's the beautiful part. $45,000 is a loan. You don't have to pay it until 5 years later into the contract, which is $96 some change. But it's only for 20 years. And if you look at the time frame, you're only paying $20,000 on $45,000.
Yeah.
So the rest is forgiven.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
And then you get an additional $15,000, okay, by buying one of our houses. So now you're getting $73,000.
Oh, wow.
$13,000 from the bank, $45,000 from the city, additional $15,000 grant, and now she's a homeowner. So now she has a mortgage that's not going to change for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
Until she got a good rate at 6.75. The rate is coming down slowly. But now she'll have to worry about paying these high rates of
rent. And where are these houses, Angel?
As a matter of fact, they're located in North Greenwood, the majority of them now, and in the city of Clearwater. We're just about to break ground in the month of June of next year, 24 townhouses.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening out there, these houses are selling at either fair market value or they look at your income, so anywhere between 120%
well, that's great.
AMI or 80%. And by the way, that we're working in collaboration with Habitat for Humanity as well. So they're building 12, we're building 12.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to buy a home, it's still attainable. Don't get discouraged.
Well, see, that's good. I wish I had known that because I sold my home, the condo, in Connecticut, and that's the way that I was able to buy the other house where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
If I had known that was something that was more affordable, I might have stayed in Florida. And that's a big problem right now with a lot of people. And, you know, and that's wonderful.
Yep. And I just spoke with another, she saw me on LinkedIn. She goes, Angel, I see all the stuff you're doing in the community, mm-hmm. especially our community first, how you're helping people are in need.
Yeah.
She's looking at building about, you know, the little tiny houses?
Yeah.
She's looking at trying to get a grant to build 50 tiny homes to people that are struggling with rent.
Well, I mean, that's great. I mean, it's cool. A roof over their head.
Exactly.
And I think that's great.
We got to think out the box now, especially with what's going on now.
Unbelievable.
Here. This is ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
It is.
But I was very happy to give her the keys. You know, she was...
Oh, that's so awesome.
It was a rewarding feeling, you know, to know, hey...
Everyone wants their own home.
Yes.
It's built hardwired in us to have our own little home. And roof, and you know, security, and it's very important.
So, people, if you're looking at buying a house, always remember all these municipalities or cities, they always have, you know, some sort of down payment assistance for first-time home buyers. You know, before you buy a home, by all means, do your research. You know, in some cases, like if you were moving in Tampa, if you filled out a purchase contract, you can't really get benefit from it. So, before you decide to buy a home, before you call a realtor. Or before you call a lender, do your research on where you want to live, mm-hmm. and then follow their steps and procedures.
Okay, so how would they get in touch with you? I mean, would you facilitate that, or how would they get in touch?
I mean, they will just contact Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services, right?
Okay.
So let me. I don't call myself that often, but
we don't know our own. Yeah. We don't know our own numbers a lot
of
the time.
Yeah, I don't call myself that often. I mean, I will give my cell phone, but my cell phone's really crazy. It's nuts. But I'll look it up. But keep talking. I'll give you a number.
Yeah, so maybe this is a good time to maybe do the weather?
The
traffic
report.
Not weather report. We know what the weather is down here. It's going to be hot and sunny. Now, the traffic report.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
All right, this is Sally with your Cars Unlimited Auto Repair Traffic Report here on the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show. We've got traffic backed up on 275 in Tampa going from West Shore Boulevard beyond Armenia Avenue. So drive careful through there. No major accidents to report. This is just general rush hour traffic. We have a disabled car on 275 going into Tampa right on the right shoulder just as you're hitting the mainland. Be careful driving through that area. We've also got general rush hour traffic on US 19 going north towards Palm Harbor. And heavy traffic going down south into St. Petersburg. Again, this is all just general rush hour traffic at 5:30 on a Wednesday afternoon. With your BCC Coupon Book Radio Show Traffic Report, brought to you by Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, I'm Sally. And now, back to more commercials here on the Brian Cash Clause Radio Show. Loki Volkswagen of Clearwater has been family-owned and operated since 1952 and are your local family dealer for all your Volkswagen needs. Right now, Loki Volkswagen is offering $1,000 off any new Volkswagen and $500 off any used Volkswagen, and all vehicles come with lifetime hand car washes and lifetime oil changes. Give them a call, 727-799-2151. Visit them online at LokiVW.com or come by the shop at 27850 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
Jelly beans, ice cream, and treats has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family. to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jillybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at jillybeansict. Check out their website for all their weekly specials.
Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. They specialize in brakes, tires, transmissions, tune-ups, alternators, and more. You can get a full synthetic oil change for $49.99 and a free 40-point inspection. Visit them online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Give them a call at 727-375-3499 or visit the shop at 12651 62nd Street in Largo. Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
Hi, guys, we are back. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Matt. That was awesome. So, yes, we have a lot of traffic these days, but again, that's because the snowbirds are here, and I am not complaining.
No, we're not complaining. Is there people that they complain about the people coming down?
Oh, sure. There's a lot of people that have something. But I remember during COVID when we didn't have anybody here, and there was nobody on the roads. And I was praying for the day that we would have traffic again. So yeah, I am not going to ever complain again. And no. I used to complain about the traffic.
Did you really? Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I drive all day. I probably drive like 120 miles a day. And it's, I mean, I just drive
it
a lot.
It is. It can be really frustrating. It's, you know, I can't even imagine living in like in LA where these people two to 3 hours in traffic. One, I mean, it's like I'd get out of the car, slow the car.
Well, another place that I love it there, but I would never, ever in my life live there and have to work in downtown Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
How the heck? The first time I ever went to Atlanta, well, the first time I drove to Atlanta, I should say, we left the night before, so we were getting there. It was probably about 5:45 in the morning when we almost reached downtown. They have 10 lanes across, so you have 10 whole lanes, and nobody was moving.
Oh, wow.
Nobody was moving. I could not believe it. So then my car, of course, starts to overheat, right?
Oh,
and
wow.
It would happen if I sat still too long.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest car. So we're sitting there for, I don't know, it was going on 45 minutes or so. I mean, not even moving an inch, I mean. I'm like, and people are so aggressive there because they won't let you get over. So I'm like, let's say in lane 6 over here, and I'm trying to get over so I can get off on any exit.
Block, yeah.
I could not get over. People were honking at me and yelling at me. I was like, I want to get over there and get off here.
Not the place you want to be.
So I don't know how people, like, you would have to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning to get to work at 8. Like, how the heck?
It happened once when we were going back after Thanksgiving, and I would never do that again. And we left, and we got onto 95, and it was gridlocked for like 5 hours like that. And we got to maybe just inside of Georgia, and I was like, we had to stop. We actually found a place to stay, and we were lucky.
Right.
But I don't know what had happened, but they had shut down the highway. But it was like 5 hours, and it's like, I don't like this.
It sounds like Tampa.
That's the thing. Tampa, it is. I think it's much more difficult to drive in Tampa than it is in Clearwater, St. Pete.
No, because I live right off of 275 in Tampa. I drive an hour and a half every day to come to work.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 2 years. I never take 275 because it's guaranteed you're going to get stuck in traffic. Mm-hmm. And that's hours. You just don't know. So I can't do it.
Your best bet's to take Kennedy if you're coming back this way. Just take Kennedy. I know there's a lot more traffic lights, but you're going to be sitting in a lot less traffic taking Kennedy all the way to 60. Come back that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually taking 580.
580 is better.
I take 580, cross a little bridge.
Yes.
And I'm in New Tampa Road, and I take all the back roads.
Oh, let me tell you what I have discovered. See, I live in Pasco now, and my brother lives in Tampa over off of Big Bend Road. And I don't care what day, what time of the year, there's always an accident over there because that's right by 275 or I-4. Mm-hmm. There's either one there or one there. And it's insane. So I have found that the Suncoast Parkway is amazing.
There you go.
And I can only take that to a certain point, though, or 41.
Is it a toll road?
It is, but you know what? It's worth it.
Yeah.
If I had to drive that every single day, I would pay whatever because I can't believe how much faster I can get places. Like, Yes, because Tampa, I don't know very well, but I get lost over there a lot.
That's not great.
So do I.
There's not great public transportation down here, is
there? No, there is. I mean, no. Public transportation is better on this side than it is in Tampa, I feel. It's better over here. And I used to work in Tampa for another radio station. I used to drive into Tampa every day. I would take 275. I hated it.
Yeah.
Like going in was easy. Coming back at like 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, forget that. I'd be stuck in traffic. I'm like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah, I actually just heard, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but they have just actually made the hours that they are running the bus less. Because
or there?
Here in Pinellas,
and what was the rationale?
I really don't understand. They said it's a money thing, which, do you know how many people depend on the bus? Which it really affects their life, their work life, their everything.
Well, so many elderly in this area population that they would have halfway decent public transport.
Well, you know, we wouldn't have as bad of traffic. I mean, if you really think about it, like if you go to San Francisco or a big city, they have way more public transportation where they have the...
And people still
can't... light rail.
Yeah, but people still can't drive no matter where you go in the country. Yeah. You're going to have traffic no matter what.
Well, that's true. But if more people were thinking about our environment, not only, how to get from point A to point B, but... You know, if you can take a bike for a certain period of time and then hop on a trolley or something like that, it would say there wouldn't be as many cars on the road.
No, there wouldn't be.
I tell you, I learned how to look both ways when I'm driving here in Tampa. And what I learned is always look at your rearview mirror. Because there's sudden stops. And then look behind you because that person might be texting and looking somewhere else and be distracted. So I always take this been twice. I took the shoulder route because I saw I was driving really fast. He was looking down. Mm-hmm. I went to the shoulder and the guy almost hit the car in front of me. So you gotta look both. Always look in both directions. Keep your eyes pierced.
Yes.
You know, like you have to be on top of it.
And CJ says made an interesting point. Also, because people are from all different parts of the country, and they drive differently.
Yes,
you know, and they're all here, and they're all driving the way they drove at home, and it's a devil's brew.
I mean, I've been here 2 years. I'm still used to driving Yeah, granted, I didn't get my driver's license until I was almost 30. I was 29 when I finally got my driver's license. I'm 35 now. But I was driving in New York for 3 years before I moved here. I've been here 2 years. I still kind of drive like I'm a New Yorker.
Well, that's the problem, and people drive from wherever they came from.
Exactly, and it takes a while to get adjusted to the new driving patterns.
Yeah. You know, now, before I forget, I want to give the phone number.
Oh, your phone, yes. If anybody needs a house, yes, call Angel.
Yes, so you're going to call the number 727-442-4155. Again, it's 727-442-4155. It is Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services, located at 608 North Garden Avenue. And that's for the caveat, because you talked about some senior citizens. They're providing free utilities for anyone over the age of 55 living in North Greenwood. If you're behind with utilities and water, give us a call. We'll pay that bill. If you're 2 months past due and you're struggling, we will pay your bill.
That's
again,
great.
We will pay your bill. We got some funding, and we're helping senior citizens. We're also helping senior citizens that are fixed income, and they quite can't fix their home because in our fixed income, we have a grant up to $5,000 to help put some windows in or perhaps some repair on the house, painting outside, you know, and adjacent to another $5,000 with the city of Clearwater. So you got $10,000 to help fix the outside of your home, only for senior citizens over the age of 55 and above and have to be living in North Greenwood because it's only a targeted area.
Okay.
And we're also having a two library for those folks that are buying homes in these area to get a lawnmower and address. It's kind of costly, right? But we're having a two library. You can use tools for free.
Now, do they have any other programs like this in other parts of?
Not that I'm aware of. I know that these programs has actually been a big initiative push within community groups that are formed within North Greenwood.
And why that specific area that they're?
Because there's groups that are in within North Greenwood that actually organized, right? And then they apply for funding in collaboration with the city of Clearwater. But they need an organization like us to administer it.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important what you're doing because you're getting the word out because there's so many things that, like, I wouldn't know if I could, you know, if I applied and I was, you know, I was entitled to it. I don't do that.
Right.
And but there's a lot of people out there that really need the help, especially in that population.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I also put it on our community first. It's a resource directory that if you need tools, if you need, just type in tools. It'll pop up the nearest not-for-profit that's providing those services. So we're adding every day, guys. There, like you said, there's a lot of information out
there.
Tell
us again how to get on that to that website.
Well, it's R, the letter R.
Yep.
Communityfirst.com. That's again. That's a resource directory.
First.
Use it, share it. That's what it's there for, to help people out.
Do you how many people are actually utilizing that service? Do you have aware of how many people
a
day?
No, I have a database that tells me the amount of visitors are on there and what they're actually tapping on as far as what their topic matter is. So if they put a keyword, it tells me what the majority of people are concerned with. The number one, guess what it is?
What?
Rent.
I was thinking housing,
because all the rent's going up, right?
Yeah.
So they're all moving because their rent's going up. So they're looking for affordable rent.
Well, I mean,
that's number one. The second thing, guess what it is?
Electricity bill.
What else do you think it is?
Food.
Two necessities.
Yes,
two necessities.
Like you mentioned, recession, right? Mm-hmm. Those are all indicators that what you're talking about is true. Because if food prices are going up, listen, folks, there's people that are making $30,000 a year and they go into food pantries because they can't. The food prices are just ridiculous, especially their children.
Money is not worth. I mean, when you think about what money is actually worth, you know, and a lot of these wages have not kept up at all, and it's laughable.
No.
I mean, probably $10 was like worth what $3 was 30. Years ago, I don't know, but somewhere along that, comparable. So if you have a lot of money, you're doing fine. Mm-hmm. But people that are like me, that are just on, you know, on the margins, it's tough. It really is.
It is.
And,
like,
and you're working.
I feel it. Oh, yeah. I work every day. Like, it is definitely, it's just so different than it used to be. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, even I can tell by the every Christmas, forever. Uh-huh. I've always chosen, you know, something to try to give back to the community.
That's right.
Whatever, and try to raise money, but also take our own money because that was our blessing, you know. This year, I'm telling you, it's going to be real tight. Like, it's not. Definitely a huge difference than last year.
Well, they said that even the big retailers, they were saying that. They're not going for luxury items. They're going for more basic items.
Yeah.
Even in restaurants, they're not ordering the most expensive thing on the menu. They're ordering. So I mean, everyone is thinking about it. So hopefully this will work itself out. But we've always had. I mean, I remember in the early 70s, inflation went crazy like this. But hopefully it'll start to level out a little bit. But I hope that people start to get paid a little bit more than they are.
Someone told me that on Black Friday they had all these TVs out ready to sell. They just sat there.
They just
No one bought these flat screens, so they're just sitting there. Because like you said, they're looking for the things they really need.
Well,
I think so. Yeah.
I mean,
I've done it myself.
Yeah.
And that's the nice thing about my shop is people come in and they buy things at a really good deal that's going to last them.
Well,
especially the furniture
pieces.
It's
also like, I mean, as a whole of a community, we need to really start thinking about our environment.
Oh, green,
and really about how our future generations are going to survive with the pollution we create and all the things we've done to this earth. But that is one big, huge thing, really, why antiquing blown up with the younger generation, like kids in their 20s.
I think
because they know that it's preserving the environment by buying something instead of buying something plastic, and then what do you do with it?
You know, and it's just this whole thing with plastic right now, and all this stuff coming in from overseas, just massive amounts. And I remember when they started in the 70s and 80s, where you started seeing all these these plastic toys everywhere, and more and more and more of them. And we've just been inundated with all this junk. You know what I'm thinking, but we've got to change things because, you know,
so many things that are created today, not just other disposable items.
Stuff.
Like, oh, buy furniture that's going to last for 2 years. Like, think about it. In the 70s, if you bought a dining room set, Your grandma probably still has it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it lasted because it was durable. It was made out of real wood.
But
nowadays,
they didn't want that because they want built-in obsolescence. They want you to keep buying and keep buying.
Of course, just like these phones. I think they are basically built to last for maybe 2 years.
Yes. 2 years, and then
and
they
then
start
after about
kind of
2 years, something goes wrong, and then they tell you, it's cheaper to just buy another one. Oh, it's cheaper for $1,200 to just buy another one.
And not everyone can do that.
Nope.
But I have seen that. But, you know, there was some clip I saw, you know, we're all on our phones all the way, but it was some British show, and the woman was, she's sitting around, and her whole family's there, and they're complaining, and she's like, it's all your fault, and they're asking, why is it all your fault? And she says, you know, when you buy that shirt for like, you know, she said a pound, but like say $3 shirt, you know, and the people over there, they're only getting 2 cents a dollar. Or she said she saw it happen 20 years ago. And I feel the same way with these automated tellers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody, you know, she said, none of you complained. She said, all those women are out of jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's slowly everything is changing, but it's like we're being kind of manipulated by corporate things.
I don't know. If you have a kid, put him in tech.
But the way I look at it, though, when it comes to like tech, clothes, that kind of stuff, like I'm wearing a $30 USA sweatshirt I bought 10 years ago at Old Navy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd rather spend like $20. I'm not here to impress anybody with my clothes.
No.
I'm like, give me a $20 sweatshirt if it's cold enough out, a $20 pair of jeans from Walmart, and a $50 pair of shoes just to keep my feet dry, I'm good. I'm not here to impress anybody. I need clothes. I got a family to take care of more than I need to impress people. Yeah.
I'm not against people buying things.
No.
I think we have to really reevaluate what we want. I mean, what do we want as a society? And really think about it because
I can't speak for everybody, but I know what I want. I want to keep a roof over my head, food in my fridge, clothes on my back, and just enjoy what I got.
Here's a suggestion, guys. If you want to buy some cheap clothing of quality, just fly to Colombia or the Philippines.
There you go.
There you
buy
go.
Go with no clothes. Go there with the shirt on your back. Go buy a suitcase over there and stack up and bring it right back.
But here's the way I look at things, though. And I wish people, and this has nothing to do with clothes. This is just life in general. Right. I wish people would understand this more. Mm-hmm. The happiest people don't necessarily have the best of everything.
Exactly.
They make the best of everything they have.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's good. I agree with that.
Very good.
So, but anyway, I hope people come by to the shop while we're closing again. I just want to plug it one more time.
Red Rooster Antiques.
It's closing its doors after six years in this location.
Okay.
Come by. We got specials 20 to 30 to 50% off some items. Mm-hmm. And we're 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater on 19. We're open 7 days a week. So come by and see either me or CJ or Austin, and we'll give you fantastic deals.
Yes, because start your Christmas shopping now. Don't wait to the last minute.
That's it.
And antique furniture lasts a lot longer than new furniture.
It does.
And it holds its value.
It does.
I mean, but really, you have some phenomenal deals. Even somebody that's out there looking for
jewelry. We have a lot of nice jewelry for the holidays.
Yes, if a boyfriend is looking for something you can get, don't ever buy from the big chain stores. I mean, I'm not kidding. They say there's an 800% markup on the big chain jewelry stores.
Go buy, absolutely.
At least 800%.
Yeah.
You have beautiful items. You've got rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, all sorts of things.
Native American jewelry. We have it all. So.
Yes.
So come by and see us.
Are you guys wrapping things up or not really?
We are. It's very strange because, you know, should I leave it on the floor? You know, maybe somebody will buy it. But then, you know, we only have a finite time to wrap all this stuff up.
All right.
So it's like, I think in about a week or so, we're really going to stop.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Very good.
And
yes,
here?
Red Rooster Antiques.
Oh, look who's in the house.
Oh, hey, Hope. I forgot you were here.
Come over here.
How'd you forget she was here?
Okay.
And this is what happens when we have a changing of the guard on the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show. We're just giving everybody a second to kind of get settled in here on the show. So while they're changing seats momentarily, this is the Brian Cash Claus Radio Show. And now that it seems everybody is settled, and once Brian gets settled into a seat, hang on, Brian, let me finish my spiel here. Hold on. We will now get you scheduled back for your regularly scheduled show. Gentlemen, take it away.
Hi, Hope. Tell us about why you're here today.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm here to help support the network and stuff, but I do their website.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
So, yeah, for the coupon book and the radio show.
Oh, you do the websites, that's great.
Yeah. So I have a web design company, digital marketing, web design, SEO.
Okay,
so,
and Hope, how will they get in touch with you?
Sure, yeah, you can call 813-586-1531, and it's MicroBiz Consulting and Services.
And so tell us again, so it's you manage websites, or how do you do this?
Yeah, so we create, basically we help businesses with any of their IT services.
IT that services,
could be, yeah, okay. Websites, getting more leads, getting more profitable, business automation, websites, digital marketing, lead generation, things like that.
That's great. And how long have you been doing this, Hope?
I've been doing this for about 15 years.
Do you like what you're doing?
I love what I do.
That's good. Yeah, because it's really important service, especially when so many people need that service right now with businesses, because everything's online, you know.
Everything's online, yeah.
It is.
And it's so competitive. Everything's online. I mean, everybody has a website. It's not having a website. It's knowing what to do with it.
Yeah, well, antiques, I mean, like half of our business, I mean, we get a lot from the coupon book.
Right.
But we also get a lot of people just going on Google search and say, hey, they've got a good review, that shop, and they come in and they tell us that all the time.
Yeah, and that's important. You know, reviews are just incredibly.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I used to advertise sometimes, and actually the telephone, I could count the amount of times people actually called me in those days, you know, using the telephone directory, but it's completely changed now.
It's completely changed, yeah.
So tell us again how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. You can go to our website, MicroBizOps.com, or call us at 813-586-1531.
And you've been working with the BCC.
Correct, so we're doing their website. Website's up, the current coupon book's up. We're getting ready to expand it so that anyone who advertises in the book also gets a profile page on their website, linked to their website if they want to. So
it's all linked together.
Yes, absolutely, which helps with a search engine. Also helps if someone's looking for you, and you know, eventually we'll have it linked where you can click on your profile page and it'll bring up the actual page in the coupon book.
That's great.
So yeah.
So how long does it actually usually take you to work on someone's website? I mean, just an average website. Is it days, weeks, or how does that work?
You know, to get something up, a couple weeks, if the person knows what they want.
Yeah, get a lot of input from, sometimes people probably don't know what they want.
Correct. So, honestly, most of the time is figuring out what they want, helping them decide what they want. And then, you know, developing a website's pretty easy. It's all the strategy behind how to get people there, how to be seen,
and a good page to facilitate. Because I've seen ones that were horrible, with just the most important information left out, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Well, and not only that, you know, everybody loves beautiful pictures now, which makes a website look good, but on a cell phone it makes it so slow and people bounce. So you know, that's also another strategy.
So that's something to think about when you're creating a website.
Sure, and you know, if most of your users are mobile friendly, you know, younger generation, they're on cell phones.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. So if your website, and a lot of people just don't even look at that. So a lot of developers only develop it for like a laptop or a desktop. So it's really important to know who your audience is and primarily design it for that format.
Yeah, that's right. We're on we're on our smaller devices.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yeah. I never thought about that, but that's actually right.
Yeah.
No dial-up anymore.
No dial-up anymore, man. That's right.
That's right. So
Thank goodness.
Have to change about that. You have
you
to think
have
about
to
that.
Yeah.
And how many different businesses have you helped, you think, over the years?
Oh, gosh, probably hundreds.
Hundreds.
Maybe thousands. I'm not sure about that, but definitely hundreds. Definitely hundreds.
Yeah. No, it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's all out there. And does it ever go away if people are not using a website or
it
something
does.
Like it does?
Yeah.
It kind of trundles down.
Yeah. Because you're paying somebody to host it, right?
Yes.
We've had a lot of clients unfortunately pass away, and if they don't, they may be on auto pay for a while, but then once a credit card ceases to exist, the hosting company isn't getting paid, and they'll take it down.
They will take it down.
Absolutely.
So they go through this all the time.
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I was just wondering how that works.
Sure. Yeah, through just attrition of they try to bill it, and there's no credit card. They try to call it. Nobody answers, things like that.
Tell us again one more time. I want to get your message out.
Sure, yeah. So MicroBiz Consulting. It is 813-586-1531. My name is Hope. I'm one of the two owners. And basically anything that a company needs as far as marketing, business automation, getting more leads,
okay,
things like that.
Well, thanks for coming into the studio. And it was a great show, and I enjoyed it. And we will see you next week back here at Brian Cash Claws.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.